You write better than you speak. And what do you write, if that's not too much to ask? Crime stories. I mean, I get the idea. The look Don Basilio gave me was priceless. If I'd said I devoted my time to sculpting figures for nativity scenes out of fresh dung, I would have drawn three times as much enthusiasm from him. He sighed again and shrugged his shoulders. Vidal says you're not altogether bad. He says you stand out. Of course, with the sort of competition in this neck of the woods, that's not saying much. Still, if Vidal says so. Pedro Vidal was the star writer at The Voice of Industry. He penned a weekly column on crime and lurid events, the only thing worth reading in the whole paper. He was also the author of a dozen thrillers about gangsters in the Raval Quarter carrying out bedroom intrigues with ladies of high society, which had achieved a modest success. Invariably dressed in impeccable silk suits and shiny Italian moccasins, Vidal had the looks and the manner of a matinee idol. Fair hair, always well-combed, a pencil moustache, and the easy, generous smile of someone who feels comfortable in his own skin and at ease with the world. He belonged to a family whose forebears had made their pile in the Americas in the sugar business, and, on their return to Barcelona, had bitten off a large chunk of the city's electricity grid. His father, the patriarch of the clan, was one of the main shareholders of the newspaper.